Good morning. We're continuing with Yodam Klal Samachis, and we're starting Simon Chavez. Just want to clarify on the Simon that the person really would not be prosecuting these shilas by himself. The Yodam is just introducing a point in the Klalim of how to look at mitzvahs. And this is the concept which is known as Essay Doi Choloi Sasei. Sometimes we have a conflict between mitzvahs. So did the Chazal, did the Torah give us any rules of how to approach that when we have a conflict between mitzvahs? We either we're going to have to pick one over the other. Is there any order of preference? So the Gemara learns out primarily in Yevamos in the first parak, other places as well, but the main sugya is there. There's a concept known in halacha as asay doicha lo sasay, that the mitzvahs asay can push away the isra lo sasay. So in order to fulfill the mitzvahs asay, a person is actually allowed to do the lo sasay. Now, this is interesting just to understand the hashkafa shabai a little bit, because we know that lo sasay gets punished in the Torah with malchus, and asay there's no punishment in the Torah. Chazal learned out that if a person was mevatel on asay, a person should bring a korban oilo. It's not a chi of gomer, it's an appropriate thing to do. Whereas if a person transgresses a lo sasay, a person gets malchus. Seemingly, a lo sasay is more chomer than an asay. So, based on that logic, it would be appropriate that your person should be makbid on the lo sasay and not do the asay. But instead, we say that we do the asay, and the mitzvah asay allows us to override the lo sasay. The Ramban in his Pirush and Chumash in Parshas Yisroi says that an asay is a person's act of reaching out to connect to God's Baruch Hu, it's a form of love. Whereas a lois asay is that which a person controls oneself, distance stays away from an avera because of his respect for God's Baruch Hu. That's really an expression of yira. And obviously, a person who loves is careful about not to do something wrong, and a person who has awe does the right thing as well. But the Hutner and the Pirish and a Mimer in Yanni Sukkos, in Yanni Shabbos, explains that the concept of Ava is the expansion, reaching out, connecting, and here is when a person pulls into themselves. And the Ramban says that Ava is Deicha Yira, expression of Ava, the connecting, expansion, etc., overrides the idea of controlling oneself and contracting into oneself. So an asay is Deicha Lo Sasay. Now, again, we're not going to be passing these type of shaylas, and we're allowed to do that on ourselves. So let's just go through the Chayyadim quickly and clarify the points that he says. Kamalan B'chol Tara, Asay Deicha Lo Sasay. That an asay can push away the lo sasay. So if you have a conflict, the say wins, and the lo sasay is overridden. Now, what about in a case where it's an asay against a lo sasay and an asay? So then the say cannot be doicha, a lo sasay and an asay. Abol en doicha, lo sasay v'asay. Afo b'ishas gamze hu asay b'lo sasay l'mahani. So if you have an asay and a lo sasay against an asay and a lo sasay, we could have sort of thought that an asay is doicha lo sasay. And the fact that this lo sasay has an asay with it, there's a lo sasay and asay on this side, but we don't do that. In that situation, we have to follow the rule of Shev al Tasa. He cannot pick up and do the asay, even when it has a lo sasay with it, to actively do the other lo sasay. But now, this halacha that asay is doicha lo sasay, because I'll put a limit on it. Rish Lakish says that the concept only applies where you must make a choice. But if you can find a way to do the asay without overriding the lo sasay, we do not say the power of asay is so powerful that can override the lo sasay even if it wasn't necessary. It's only if it's necessary. If we can find a way to do the asay without overriding the lo sasay, one must do so. One cannot be doicha the lo sasay for the asay if he has another option. Okay, now The din of Seder Chalos HaSeh, it has to be that the moment where the transgression is taking place is the moment when the mitzvah is being fulfilled. But if I transgress the Avera first and only fulfill the mitzvah later, then the say is not Seder Chalos HaSeh. So the Torah says, even the tradition in the Torah to cut out Tzaras. The person has Tzaras on the body, there's a lav on the Torah, one may not cut off the Tzaras. What would be a situation if a child was born, or a child developed Tzaras in the place where he needs a Mila? So by cutting the Mila off, the Orla off, he's going to cut off the Nega, the Tzaras. So the say of Mila overrides the lois haseh of cutting off the tzaras. Because at the moment you're going to be cutting the tzaras off, you're going to be fulfilling the mitzvah of milah. Besad and betzitzah, a person puts klayim, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, to put a thread of tchelis into the tzitzah. Tchelis has to be, by definition, has to be made out of wool. A person is wearing a linen garment, so he's forced to put wool tzitzahs into the garment. He can put the white tzitzis can be out of linen, but the blue strings, the tchelis strings, have to be out of wool. So he's mixing together wool and linen, which is klayim. But the Torah says the asay of tzitzis overrides the lois asay. So the moment that the person puts the beged on, and thereby fulfills the asay, is the same moment he's over the lois asay. They go together. Shakiras lois asay, mikimo asay boin bebasachas. The act of going again, over transgressing the lois haseh and the act of fulfilling the haseh are simultaneous. But if the only way you can get to the haseh is by first transgressing the lois haseh, even if it's just slightly beforehand, the haseh cannot be doicha the lois haseh. So that's referred to in the Gemara as the concept of be'idna. We'll finish up a few more points, Pesach Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.